Welcome to Explain the Prophetic, where each week I give you a prophetic perspective, and we sometimes have interviews, and we're looking together for how hearing God's voice can change not only our lives, but the world around us. You can hear God, and as you build that connection, your whole life will change. Remember to follow me at social media, at Sean Bowles, or subscribe to this podcast. Well, have you ever felt like you're on the edge of something, but the door just won't open? You've seen it in prayer. You've dreamed it. It's something you're really, really deeply invested into. People have prophesied it or God's spoken to you about it, but it hasn't yet materialized. Well, today I get to encourage you. The gate is about to swing open. This is my fall word. Some of you needed to hear this. There's divine motion in heaven that's aligning with the anticipation that you've already been carrying in your spirit. And you're not just imagining things. You're sensing the shift. This is a real shift, and there's resistance is real too. The delay is real too, but even discouragement, it's all been leading up to a holy moment of release. I'm also going to pray for those of you who are feeling what the Bible describes as hope deferred, which can make the heart sick. That's not your story. That's not your operation system. And there's healing for you now to prepare you to receive that gate or that door to open up. But before we go deeper, I'm Sean Bowles, and I want to invite you to go deeper into our journey with us, to join us this month inside the Spiritual Growth Academy, which I think this class that we're doing, it's just 4 weeks, is perfect for you. We're diving into finding God in the midst of storms. And I know so many of you are experiencing storms. This has been a really hard season for so many who've contacted us, touched base with us, left messages for us, commented on social media, those kinds of things. And if this has been a hard spiritual, physical, or a relational storm, this class is going to anchor you so much to God's voice during the chaos and show you how to discern his purpose in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the process. And if you're hungry to go even deeper than that, we have prophetic coaching in the month of October. It's going to be a prophetic coaching intensive, and it's all about where I get to personally coach you, not just how to hear God for yourself, but also to hear God and carry and interpret for other people. So we're going to spend the first couple of weeks on you and the prophetic words you've got, how to position yourself for them. We've been having people all year long in Spiritual Growth Academy who started podcasts, started businesses, started ministries, people who've upped their level of their content or upped the level of whatever their production is, and what they're producing in life, because they're hearing God powerfully for themselves. And this is all about how to carry the maturity of hearing God's word for yourself and for others. So whether you're new or seasoned of the prophetic, this class is going to bring you so much clarity, so much depth. You can go and sign up for it right now at bowlesministries.com. And if these ministries or teachings are a blessing to you, especially if you are saying, that's my word today, I need the gates to swing open in the fall, or even now, consider giving today into that word. Your generosity helps us keep going in such amazing ways. We get to produce resources and we mentor all the time. And there's ministry around the world because of you that we're going through media. You can go to donate.bowlesministries.com or bowlesministries.com/give. And thank you to all of our partners. You're part of everything that God's doing right now through this. Well, have you ever seen this, you know, at least here in America, the show Extreme Home Makeover? This is like, was one of my favorite all-time shows. Some of you didn't like it because maybe you're from New Zealand or something. I heard it didn't do well over there in Australia, but it did really well in America. It did pretty well in the UK. Remember the scene at the end? If you don't know the show, they would go to a family or somebody who needed a home designed, usually because they have special needs or there's handicapped or there's someone who's doing a big service to their community. And usually they don't have the money to bring in the full capacity of what they would need for their to do like a luxury home according to what their needs would be. And so the Extreme Home Makeover crew would come in and they would investigate and find out, you know, what do you like? What are you into? What are the kids into? What would you like this to look like? And then they would make the most blown out version of whatever you can imagine. Like for one family who had environmental illness, they made this incredible HEPA filter system throughout the house. But the house was also extravagant. And at the end, the family would go away for a couple of weeks. Sometimes it'd be in the middle of the inner city or the ghetto, or it'd be in the middle of the country or whatever. And their family would come back and they would all be standing and there would be this huge picture of the house. And they would say, are you ready? And they'd have them move the sign and like look at the house. And right at the end, when they're about to reveal the house, there'd be this moment that the family's just like, you could just see the anticipation in their spirit, in their minds, in their hearts for what was about to happen. And it was a huge countdown because it was a countdown of their whole lives changing, because where you do life, where you live, affects everything. And the family who has no means to create this house or to build a house perfectly fitted for their family, they get so extravagantly blessed. And it was so wild to watch them like turn around and all of a sudden, you know where I'm going with this. They turn around and they go, oh my gosh. And there's always screaming and crying and hugging and just like this unbelief. Like, this is what was prepared for me. Well, I think that's something you got to look at, what God's preparing for you right now, what you're anticipating, what you're believing for. God planned for you before time began, and he's building something inside of you, and also from the inside out, like from inside of you and also on the outside of you, with resources and relationships and connections and things that you could have never even had without a relationship with God. It's going to be such a big reveal for some of you. This, it's not just a gate or door opening. It's actually a reveal into the plan he had for you on the other side of that gate. It could be a relationship. Some of you, I know marriage has been on so many people's hearts for who aren't married, or it could be about a business that, or an upgrade, or something that's happening in a ministry you're starting, or something that's happening in a project you're going after. And it's first God's doing something inside of you, and then he's doing something for those you're called to. And we got to talk about the gate, because prophetically, I see many of you standing like right in front of the gate. Like it's right there. It's about to move. And gates in scripture are often places of transition or of authority or of government. And they're, it's not about like physical government necessarily for most of you, although some of you might be like pursuing something governmentally or politically, but it's about the government of your life changing. These gates can be thresholds where the old ends and a brand new thing begins. And some of you are feeling yourself in the midst of seeing that there's something. Maybe you see your gate, you see the door, you see the industry you're called to, you see the ministry you're supposed to start, you see the people you're called to be a part of. Maybe you're already even in the middle of the activity, but you know there's more, like there's a more inside of you, and there's a place of even frustration inside of you. It's not a sinful frustration. It's not like a anger towards God or an accusation towards God, but it's a question mark. And it's a frustration, like what you're really experiencing is more of like a spiritual hunger. And you didn't realize that. I mean, what happens when you get naturally hungry to the point of frustration? You get hunger pains. And some of you have spiritual hunger pains right now. And this hunger is holy. Jesus said this in Matthew 5, 6. This is how he started out his sermon. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. When you're hungry for the things of the Lord, when you're hungry for Jesus to get his reward, when you're hungry for the love of God, that's holy. It's a holy thing. And frustration doesn't mean you missed it at all. It means your spirit is sensing what heaven is preparing. And that anticipation, that ache, it's actually a prophetic indicator that breakthrough is actually near. It's not something you can live in or stay in for years at a time. It would be unhealthy for you. God knows that as a father. But we got to be honest. Many of us have experienced hope deferred. I mean, hope deferred is a real thing. Proverbs 13:12 says, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. And I've experienced both. I mean, I've experienced seasons where what I was longing for, especially when I was living in the Midwest for like 12 years, I was really longing to move to California, where I knew I was going to start a ministry and also work in the entertainment industry or media. And I remember 3 years in, and then 5 years in, and 10 years in, I was like, God, is this ever going to happen? You've given me a prophetic promise. You've given me a vision. You've given me an understanding. You've given me a heart for the people of California. And I'm stuck. Like I'm stuck in this old season, but I know I have to be faithful to you in this season. But my heart is dying here. Like this is so hard. I'm doing this only out of obedience, only out of grit. You know, and I think it's kind of like when you're in the last year of school, senioritis, you know, sometimes you can have that feeling of like, I just got to get out of this. I need to get into real life. You know, and some of us have been in those seasons, and some of you, it's been a lot more painful than what I'm describing. And some of you are dealing with a sick heart right now. Like I know this. I mean, I've interacted with different people on YouTube and on Twitter X, and especially on Instagram. And there's a lot of you that are going through stuff that's so devastating right now. And a lot of it comes back to where your heart's at. When I said it's not with condemnation or shame, I mean, that's hard. That's a hard place to carry. You're not just tired, but you're tired of waiting. You're tired of seeing everyone else's doors open. And while yours is like not just shut, but it feels like it's glued, or you can't even see the door. But you got to hear me. God's never late. He's never late. And if he authored something, he'll finish it. He's growing something inside of you that's going to last for the rest of your life. And this tree of life isn't a fast fix. It's a rooted promise. And he's going to allow you to eat from the tree of life. That's who you are. And I think of Joseph in Genesis, you know, I talk about Joseph almost every week, I feel like, but he had a dream that looked like destiny, but the process was so long and painful and full of setbacks. Sometimes I read Joseph and I'm just like, you know, it's like, oh God, it's almost as bad as reading Job. You're just like the suffering involved when you're going after the promise of God and the goals of God and the relationships of God. It's so much easier if you don't have to have those standards, but you don't get the fulfillment. You don't get the same rootedness. You don't get the prophetic promises of goodness and peace in your life. And, you know, Joseph had prison before the palace, but when the gate opened, man, he didn't just walk into favor. He became the answer for a nation. And that's the thing that you have to remember, is that you're not just going to walk into, like, it's not a prosperity gospel. You're going to get rich and everything's going to be better. It's not about your problems being solved. It's that you are now going to bring a solution or a level of what you've developed and cultivated in your relationship with God into that industry, into that place, in those relationships, that you're the answer to, of someone else's prayer. You're the answer. Like when Jesus is hearing the prayers of nations right now, he thinks of his people, he's going to send to answer those prayers. And through a mighty work of his hand, through you, you're going to do something that's going to change people's lives. And some of you are about to step into the fulfillment of a prophetic promise that felt even lost. Maybe it's not something that's even as current right now because you believed in it for so long, but it's been so on the back burner, it feels like it fell off. But the delay is not denial, and it's not on God's, you know, off of God's oven. God's always keeping everything that's inside of his heart for us full of fire. And his design sometimes is to let something die, like a seed goes into the ground and dies so that it can sprout life. Sometimes he allows our identity in something to die or our ego to die in it. And I remember at one point, you know, when I did live in LA, we got to move into one of my most favorite areas, Studio City. And our ministry started there. The whole thing, it was such a beautiful moment. And we had a little sound stage and offices. Then we had a house on the same property. And I remember just thinking, I'm going to grow old and die here. This is my dream. This is what I hoped for those 12 years that I was praying to come to LA. And then I spent 10 years here in LA. And then finally God opened up a miraculous door for this. And it was a place of birthing. And it was a place of beauty. And it was a place where my whole media calling started. And a lot of the things that my wife is doing started. But it wasn't a permanent place. And I had so looked at the natural and put my identity in the natural that it was like right during COVID, the Lord was transitioning us after only being there for like 5 years or 4.5 years. And so it was such a quick place to live and then to leave. And when the Lord was transitioning us, I had to die to a part of how I held on to God's dream because I so put my hope and my excitement into some of the natural positioning of the dream. And so I had to like die to some of the natural ego. So when God opened a new gate, a new door, I had to actually see it with renewed eyes. And I had to have some people speak in my life even about it, including my wife, to say, hey, here's where your heart's at. And these are some areas that you need to transition in, like you need to think about differently. And I love that Isaiah 22:22, which is one of my life scriptures. It says, I will place on his shoulder the key to the house of David. What he opens, no one can shut. And what he shuts, no one can open. And I believe prophetically that God is holding a key to your next season. And when he turns, you know, when he turns it to you, there's no man that can delay it, no resistance that can stop what's coming. And some of you might be going through that death process of like, I see the door. If I have to walk through that, I have to die to something to walk through that. And that's what life's about, is like dying to ourselves, picking up our cross and following Jesus, even when it's a good thing. Sometimes he asks us to die to what's good so we can have what's perfect in his heart. And sometimes it comes with less in the natural and more in the spirit. And that's so confusing because people in natural would never, normal humans would never give up something for something greater that's spiritual. They just wouldn't do it because they look at monetary, they look at natural, they look at impact, they look at influence, and that's what they're living for. But we're living for eternal fruit. We're living for eternal salvation. We're living for Jesus. And this requires prophetic alignment. And some of you can't walk through a gate that you're not prepared for. And God's been preparing you for a long time. And this fall, I saw it in my spirit, like a vision of all these gates swinging open, all these doors swinging open. They were like, at first it was all spiritual. Like you see the heavenly gate, some of you can see it behind me. It's like this very heavenly gate, you know. But then it started to become like natural doors, like doors to offices, doors to tech rooms, doors to boardrooms, doors to seats in military, that like for authority, doors to political offices, doors to humanitarian causes. And so it started out really heavily. And then I realized God's preparing many people and there's a mass deployment right now. There's a need for you to be seated in the right place and go through the right doors because of what's coming in the nations right now. And some of you are going to need to let go of all the distractions and clean up your thoughts and heal some relationships and deal with internal chaos so you can recognize when the gate swings open. And so there's almost a countdown where God's allowing things to feel more pressure. He's allowing things to feel more intense. He's allowing you to be more aware of maybe bad patterns in your life or relationships that are codependent or things that aren't working for you so that you can actually be prepared to let go and to allow yourself to evolve and change. So maybe you've been in a season of therapy or a season of inner healing, a season of discipleship, and that's what's preparing you for this. And it may have been 3 years ago. It may not be current, but you prepared yourself for this door and this season. And here's a warning too. Don't confuse detours with dead ends because sometimes God's led you around the long way so you're strong enough to steward totally what's on the other side. And that's important for somebody to know, is that you feel like, wow, I feel like I'm at a dead end. Well, no, it was a detour. It was not the way that you would have chosen to go knowing the promise you have, but God chose a different way. Maybe it didn't feel like a better way, but a different way because he wanted his result to be there, done by his heart, not what you could produce in your own strength, your own flesh, your own abilities. So there's lots of gates of influence that are going to open, but it's not going to be influence that you earned. It's going to be influence that God gives you because you obeyed him, because you walked with him, because Jesus is king, because Jesus is the king of all glory. And gates of opportunity are coming, and gates of restored family are coming, and gates of provision are coming, but you can't walk through them if you're still looking at the closed doors behind you. You know, God's saying to some of you right now, get up, dust off the discouragement. It's time to align with what I showed you in the spirit. You're not crazy. You didn't make it up. That promise, that word, that dream, it was totally real and it was totally from God. And now it's time to walk it out with faith and obedience and humility and a new restored hunger and energy from God. And I think, you know, some of you, let me just say it this way. There's times when I stood in front of what I felt like was a gate that wouldn't budge, but behind the scenes, God was shifting people. He was shifting finances and timing and aligning it all. And when it opened, it happened so fast, kind of. It didn't feel real. And I love how, you know, sometimes people appear overnight and they go, yeah, you're an overnight success, but they're not really. A lot of them have 20 years of history in that field or that place of expertise, and then they're now seen overnight, but they already paid a price behind the scenes. And I think of even like with my wife, when we, you know, I got married at 38 and she was 34. And I think of when we first got married and how it happened like overnight, but the reality is we were friends for 6 or 7 years beforehand. And it was just all of a sudden, just the opening of our hearts to each other happened because of God. And it was so good. And it's still like my favorite relationship God's ever given me. I know a lot of people talk about their spouses, like they're the best, they're amazing, they're beautiful. And my wife is all those things, but she's from God. Thank God she's from God, because we do life together in a way that's like, it says one can take 1,000, two can take 10,000. That's the truth in our life. We have been like a booster for each other that we needed, that we didn't even know. It doesn't even feel real sometimes how good it is. And you know, that's what's coming for you, is that things that are so good that you know that you couldn't have produced them. Like if I just chose out of even my good heart what I would want for a wife, and there's girls along the way that I could have chosen to, this could be my wife, but it didn't feel like that gut, that place inside of me, that place of love, that place that God prepared me for, didn't feel right with them. And it would have been okay, but it wouldn't have been what I have today. And so some of you have been holding out for God's best. You've been holding out for what you know is from God. And I know some of you are like, is it worth it? It's totally worth it. And you know, it's worth it. And even when you ask that and you're counting the costs by asking that question, usually it's a good question to ask, because you're going, do I want to pay the price of waiting and possibly missing a good thing for a perfect thing? And I would say 9 times out of 10, 99 times out of 100, you do. You want to, and you always want to be in obedience to God. So I think it's beautiful that some of you are in that place of divine frustration, that place of true hunger, true spiritual hunger for God to fulfill his end of the story. And some, I'm telling you, like I saw this, and it doesn't have to be a time frame of just the fall, but I saw the door swinging open. When they swung open, you were looking at what was ahead of you going, wow, wow, you're worth it, Jesus. Not it's worth it. Not this opportunity is worth it. I'm so glad I did this. You are so worth it, because there's more of you on the other end. And I know some of you, this word is hitting home for you. And I want to make sure that if this is your word, you can use our hashtag so we know how to pray for you on YouTube or Facebook or anywhere else that you're watching this from. Just hashtag my turn. Maybe write one line about what you want prayer for. Maybe the door that you're asking to open from Jesus, or that you're believing is going to open. And I hope this didn't just challenge you. Don't just hear this word, but pray into it. Maybe watch it again and go, okay, what gate are you opening in my life, God? Well, you know, what do I need to do to be ready for my gate to be open? And don't do this alone. Join our spiritual growth mentoring community. We have incredible stuff happening in it right now. And again, this month's class is all about walking through the hardest storms of life and also helping others walk through storms. And next month's class is all about really coaching you on the prophetic, like hearing God for the gates that you have coming open, hearing God, like, how do I know that I've heard from God? How do I walk that out? Because you are the best person to hear from God for yourself. There's no prophet who can hear God better than you can for yourself. Sometimes God brings them into our life or brings a word into our life, but you are consistently hearing from God. And some of you don't even know it. Some of you don't realize how much you depend on God's intuition and instinct and discernment inside of you. But come be a part of our prophetic coaching next month. It's going to be so good. I want to mentor you into maturity. I believe that there's quick maturity happening in some areas inside of us for our own lives to be mature enough to be able to steward the words God's given us, but also to prophesy over others. And again, if you feel led, help us to keep reaching people with messages. I'm going to pray for you in a minute. But if you give today at bullsministries.com/give, it's going to help us so much to reach the people with this prophetic podcast and all the other media that we do. We do a lot of media at each week, three different podcasts, several videos, and also our mentoring community. And I'm going to encourage you to be a part of that. This year alone, we've had, like I said earlier, we've had people launch books and podcasts and businesses and ministries, all by being a part of our mentoring community and all by this concept of the media that we're bringing. We've even had people go into politics because they heard a word from God through what we're bringing. And I want to encourage you to be a part of the fruit of that and send us, you know, help us to go. And I believe in you. And more importantly, God believes in you. And I declare over you, and I'm going to pray for you now. I'm going to declare this over you, that those of you who have hope deferred and your heart feels sick, that God will never bring you this far without bringing you healing. And some of you, maybe you got off track a little bit, and so your heart's, you know, sad and lonely and hot, lost. God can heal that too. If you just give him your heart, he'll give you a heart of fiery flesh that's so on fire and in love with him. Like the best place you were ever in love with Jesus. The time you look back and go, that's when I knew God the most. That's when I was the most alive. That's when he was the most real to me. He wants to give you that and more. He wants to one up the last season of your life that was so on fire, so full of his presence, so full of his love. He really wants to do that. And then those of you who are like, how could he do that? Because there's this is in the way, or I'm so disappointed in this church or this pastor or this experience or this. I tried to give my heart of faith and I did this project, or I started this career and it just wasn't God. Well, he wants to renew your strength. He wants you to mount up with wings of eagle. He wants to allow you to run and not grow weary. And that's who God is. And sometimes we do things and we fail in this life and we even thought it was God. And then he's so good that he's a father. In Romans 8:28, he works even those things for our good. Even when we misunderstand him or we misunderstand ourselves, or we misunderstand the season we're in, he wants to help you. And some of you have hope deferred that's going to come off of you right now as I pray. So I want you to just, if you have hope deferred, put your hand on your heart. Or if there's a lot of in your thought life, put your hand on your head. And just you're alone probably, or you might be in a car listening to this, or you might be at the gym or whatever. You just do it inconspicuously. And I'm going to speak over you. You were not made to carry hope deferred. It will make your heart sick. You were not made to have this hopelessness inside of you. You were not made to think you've missed something that can never be restored. You were not made to look at your future and have doubt in God's goodness. You were not made to have a place inside of you that was built that's negative, that carries a weight to it of negative thoughts that cycles through over and over and over. You were not made to have disbelief in God's goodness over your destiny, your calling, your relationships, your finances, your health. So I speak into you right now what God did make you for. True hope, a tree of life. It says that a tree of life is a longing fulfilled. You're made for fulfilled longings. Even when Jesus preached in Matthew 5 and 6, he said, not many of you are good fathers, but you will still give your kids what's good, you know, but God will give you what's perfect. Basically, if your kid asks you, you know, for a loaf of bread, you're not going to give him a snake. Well, God's even better than that. Some of you are asking for something from God, and he's so good. And I pray that you would begin to have the opposite happen, where you've been anticipating more, maybe even negative cycles, where it's like you've been anticipating, well, because I've had negative, there's going to be more negatives. And so you feel like your glass isn't just half full or half empty, it's empty. It's like now in drought. But God wants you to live with streams of living water coming out of your belly, which means longings that are fulfilled in the life of God. And the first place that he wants to meet is your relationship with him, where he ignites it again, where you start to feel hope and his goodness and his nature and his character. Jesus is not like any other man in the world. He never lied. He never has told you something that wouldn't happen. Maybe you misunderstood him. Maybe you've heard from someone else and it didn't happen. Maybe you thought you heard from God for yourself and it wasn't really God. Maybe it was about something huge like marriage or about finances or about something that was going to happen in your life by now. But God is so good. And God wants to use the days you have, not fantasies about what could be or things that you felt like you did miss, but the days you have, being present in today, being present in what God wants to do. He wants to erase the pain of the past, and he wants to touch your hope deferred, and he wants to heal that sickness inside of you. And I said, for those of you who don't have that, who don't have hope deferred, and I speak over you, if you have hope deferred, go now in Jesus' name. Lord, would you just bring us into a cycle of positivity, of goodness, of biblical courage, biblical encouragement in Jesus' name. And those of you who don't have that and you're just here because you know that you heard the word in the fall, a lot of gates and doors are going to open. I speak to you that the gate's about to swing. It's true. Whether it's true prophetically because I'm saying it or not, it doesn't matter. Biblically, it's true that God has doors to open up for your life that only he can open, that your life and your empowerment in yourself can never open up. But you plus God equals a different result in life. So get ready to walk into what you've only seen in the spirit. Some of you have seen something so clearly and you've marked it. And I think of just different friends who are walking in the fullness, and they're, you know, my friend at Amazon, who was the one who positioned the House of David and Miracle, the Miracle Project or the Wonder Project, and then also the Chosen there. And she walked out of one part of the entertainment industry into another part, and she was able to open up this whole realm. Where I think of a friend of mine who's on the West Coast, and he's like, he's seeing in his career, like what he started out of just his garage is turning into, it could be by the end of the year, hundreds of millions of dollars enterprise online with tech. And I just think of like just different friends, you know, a friend who's in politics right now, never thought he would even run once. And he's in this third term in politics, and he's seeing the things that God put him in politics for now in his third term. The first two were like learning sessions for him, but now he's in it. And I feel like some of you are like, you're bigger. The bigger thing is going to happen. And it's not about millions of dollars. It's not about political empowerment. It's not about any of those things. It's about you doing the thing that you saw in the spirit, you doing the thing that God put inside of you. And I believe that some of you right now, you're not just seeing it anymore, but you can feel it's right there. And that the gate and the door is about to open. And when it opens, make sure to tell us. I want to hear. But I pray, Jesus, that you would give us the endurance until you open the door for us. Let us not push on the door. Let us not strive. Striving is the opposite of spiritual hunger. It's when we try and do something for ourselves because we don't trust you to do it for us, or we don't like your timing. God, help us to not strive for what you want to give us freely. Help us not try and earn something or become something, because we feel like that's what we have to do to earn your pleasure or to earn your gift or to earn the rewardness of being a saint or a Christian. God, we freely receive your gift of grace over our calling and over our destiny. And God, help us to be patient with the process. And God, I pray that you would just reset us today in this word, that there would be a reset in Jesus' name. Wow. Well, I feel the presence of the Lord. I feel the prophetic word and the witness in some of you right now. Some of you, this is not just a general prophetic word you're listening to on YouTube, but it's like life to you. Grab hold of it and tell us how we'll be praying for you. And I'll see you next time on Exploring the Prophetic. Make sure to subscribe. Make sure to hit notifications. And if you're on YouTube or Facebook or anywhere else or podcasts, tell us what you love about the show, especially on podcasts. Leave us a review. It would help us so much. And we'll see you next time on Exploring the Prophetic.
Thank you for listening to Exploring the Prophetic. If you want to learn more about hearing God's voice, come over to my website, www.seanbowles.com. That's S-H-A-W-N-B-O-L-Z. I have many resources for you there, like some on hearing God, like my best-selling book, Translating God. I have prayer books on breakthrough and provision to help you to have more language to talk to God. And we even have a devotional on this series called Exploring the Prophetic. I also want to invite you to spiritually grow by joining our online thriving mentoring community, where we have 12 four-week live classes a year on subjects that will shape your relationship with God. Themes like hearing God's voice, dream interpretation, deliverance, and so many other spiritual themes from expert teachers. And I personally get to train you in my prophetic monthly mastermind live group if you join. Plus, when you join, we have an amazing online community with a spiritual growth pastor who will lead you in weekly groups to practice what you're learning. Go to bowlsministries.com or seanbowles.com and click on mentoring community. See you next time on Exploring the Prophetic.